Religion is an inward step. It is something very intimate that a human being does within himself. It is not something that you organize and do on the street. It is something that you do within yourself. It's an inward step. It is a step towards your Creator, the source of creation. If you just watch this body, you can clearly see is within you. So it's an inward step. When you say it's a step towards your Creator, it is naturally an inward step, which you can only take by yourself. You can't take a crowd of people inward. So we need a universal religion. When I say universal religion, I am not talking about one religion for all. I am talking about one religion for everyone. I am talking about one religion for every one of us. There's 7 billion people. We can have 7 billion religions. What is the problem? Only because it's organized. What should have been a beautiful process has become an ugly process of fanatism. It is from this context that this culture grew. So we call this Sanatana Dharma, that means an eternal religion which will always be relevant. So you can choose your God. This is the only culture which allows you this freedom. You can choose your own God. You like a man God, you can make him the way you want it. You like God with two hands, fine. You like God with eight hands, fine. You like God with one head, fine. Six heads, fine. 10 heads, fine. It's up to you. Or you don't like man God, you make a woman God. You like a big woman, fierce woman, gentle woman, you create that for yourself. Or you don't like human beings, you're an animal lover. You want a monkey God, you can have one. Elephant God, you can have one. Cow God, you can have one. Snake God, you can have one. Bird God, tree God, whatever kind you want. Water God, wind God, sun God, whatever you want. This is known as choosing your own God, Ishta Devata, that means a God of your own choice. So every individual is free to see what he can relate to best at a certain time of his life and create a God of his own and give himself to that process, because it is not about God, it's about bringing a certain quality in you to make you worshipful, to make you reverential towards life. To bring this quality of reverence, to bring this quality of worshipfulness within you is why religion started at all. But now it's all become my God versus your God. You worship a monkey, I worship an elephant, what is the problem? You're a monkey lover, I'm an elephant lover. It's fine, and tomorrow if you want to exchange our gods, we can do that too. This freedom was allowed in this culture. That's why it was referred to as an eternal religion, because it's not rigid. You can change. God with form, God without form, or even no God is okay, whichever way you choose. The important thing is that you learn to be reverential to life around you. You learn to sing the praise of life and learn to bow down to every aspect of life which nurtures you, which is the basis of your existence right now. Only if this happens in the world, that everybody can choose his own, his religion is not organized by somebody else, only then you can see deeply religious people without being fanatic.